Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Drew Nelson. The gunman who killed four people in a Midtown Manhattan office tower left a suicide note that said, "Study my brain, please," and ended with, "I'm sorry." He blamed chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE, the brain disease linked to repeated head injuries. He said he had played football in high school and named the NFL in the note. Police identified the shooter as 27-year-old Shane Devin Tamara. On Monday evening, just before 6:30, he double-parked a black BMW on Park Avenue between 51st and 52nd Streets. Surveillance videos showed him stepping out with an M4-style rifle and walking into 345 Park Avenue. In the lobby, he opened fire. His first target was a uniformed NYPD officer working security. 36-year-old Diderol Islam had served 4 years with the 47th Precinct in the Bronx. He was working a paid detail. He had a pregnant wife and two young sons. Mayor Eric Adams called him a true blue New Yorker and said, quote, "He was doing what he does best, saving lives and protecting New Yorkers." Tamara then shot a woman hiding behind a pillar. He kept firing through the lobby. He shot 46-year-old security guard Alain Etienne and wounded another man. Then he waited for an elevator. He let one woman walk past without harm. He rode up to the 33rd floor and kept shooting. There he killed two more people, 43-year-old Blackstone executive Wesley LePanter and 27-year-old Julia Hyman of Rudin Management. One more man was critically hurt. The building also houses the NFL and KPMG. Unknown if he was there because of the NFL, as mentioned in his suicide note. Tamara then shot himself in the chest. Police found his car nearby. Inside, they found a rifle case, a loaded revolver, ammunition, a backpack, and prescription medication. Tamara had worked surveillance at the Horseshoe Las Vegas. Caesars Entertainment confirmed his employment and said, quote, "Our thoughts are with the victims, their families, and all of those affected by this tragic event." Police said he had a known history of mental illness. ABC 7 reported he was placed on psychiatric holds in Nevada in 2022 and 24. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch said he had a documented mental health history. His motive remains unclear. More crime and justice news after this. Sean Diddy Combs is asking a federal judge to let him out of jail before his October 3rd sentencing, arguing that no other John has ever been treated like this. Combs was found not guilty earlier this month on the most serious charges tied to his drug-fueled freak-offs. He was convicted on two lesser charges for interstate prostitution. He now faces 2 to 5 years. Judge Arun Subramanian ruled that Combs would stay in jail until sentencing, citing his past domestic violence. On Tuesday, Combs' legal team filed a new request. They said no one else accused of hiring sex workers has been jailed before sentencing. His lawyer, Mark Agnifilo, wrote, quote, "Sean Combs should not be incarcerated for his behavior. The defense argues that pre-sentencing jail is meant for those who run prostitution rings, not for someone who simply hired sex workers." They say this case is unlike any other since federal prostitution laws were passed. Combs' lawyer said, quote, "Mr. Combs is locked up while everyone else involved in the same activity, including his girlfriend, friends, the sex workers, the agency leaders, and adult film stars, remain free." His team says he is not a flight risk and will not pose harm to anyone. They offer strict terms for release, including a $50 million bond and limits on travel. Agnifilo said, quote, "The jury restored his life and he will not waste his second chance, nor will he do anything to further risk his 7 children being without a father or 4 of them losing a parent entirely." A violent offender is on the run in New Orleans after jail staff mistakenly released him from the same facility where 10 inmates escaped in May. Khalil Bryan, age 30, was let out of the Orleans Justice Center early Friday. Deputies mixed him up with another inmate who had a similar last name. At the time, Bryan was being held on a $100,000 bench warrant. He faces felony charges and has another active warrant in Jefferson Parish. That charge involved ramming police cars during a 2023 police chase. Orleans Parish Sheriff Susan Hudson took the blame. At a press conference, Hudson said, quote, "It was a failure of internal processes, and as a sheriff, I take full responsibility. The mistake happened around 1 a.m., but the public was not warned until more than 15 hours later when a citywide alert went out at 4:30 p.m. Hudson says an internal review is underway. Bryan has a long criminal record. He pleaded guilty to armed robbery in 2014. He's also been charged with home invasion, child endangerment, drug drug crimes and aggravated assault with a firearm. Officials say he is dangerous and should not be approached. Tipsters can call Crime Stoppers at 877-903-STOP. You do not have to give your name, and a reward may be offered. This mistaken release happened 2 months after a major jailbreak from the same facility on May 16th. 10 inmates escaped in a planned breakout, getting help from a jail worker and taking advantage of poor patrols. The men removed a toilet and sink, cut through metal bars, and crawled out through a hole in the wall. They ditched their uniforms, climbed over a wall, and ran across Interstate 10. One guard had left his post. The escape was not noticed until a headcount 7 hours later. 9 of the 10 fugitives have since been caught. Derek Groves remains on the run. A dozen people have been arrested for helping with the escape or hiding the fugitives. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert's hourly update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Drew Nelson.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.